Don't worry about it.
I feel like anytime I order something, it's like they come, they'll be like, we'll be there between 7 and 1. I'm like, okay, cool. It's literally like 6:58. And they're like, we're here.
I was worried that that was going to be the case.
I'm like,
but luckily
I'm sleeping, by the way.
I know. And also I was like 9:45. It was like 9:45 to 12:45. And I was like, can I like
leave
for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And like, if I'm not here, do they just like.
And your husband's gone.
Yeah.
Because does he go to an office every day?
Yeah. But he's in Chicago for the weekend.
Nice. What's he doing there?
I was supposed to go. It's just a family trip.
Oh, nice.
They do it every year. And I was supposed to go, but with this move, mm-hmm. it was like stressing me out to leave. Because we've been gone the past 3 weekends.
And are you under any time constraints?
No. I mean, we have to be out of our current place by the 13th. But like.
That's easy.
Next weekend, the movers are coming. And then like that Monday, I leave for work for a week.
But does your grandma own the building?
The other building?
Oh, the other building.
Yeah,
not this
the one I'm moving out of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But she already rented it?
No, but like the management company does it.
Oh.
And I just like don't want to fuck with it.
Oh, and they're like hardcore on you?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Totally. You don't get special treatment?
No. It sucks. Actually, when I moved in there, we agreed to move in like the week of Christmas. And I had like the 5 days between Christmas and New Year's to move. Yeah, so obnoxious.
That's stressful.
I know. But it's better this time. I love getting rid of shit.
Me too.
We've gotten rid of so much shit.
Me too. Are we rolling, Sandra, or no? We are rolling? Oh, good.
Oh.
So good. So, because I think this is interesting.
My thing is upside down.
I love.
Oh, no, it's not.
I love. That's my. Well, I remember Dominic's filling in today.
Yes.
I'll never forget when.
Hi.
He must have been like 4 years old and he said he wanted to move. And I said, why do you want to move? And he said, because I want to feel new.
That's
and I was
cute.
Like, that's so
astute.
Yes.
Yes.
And it does. It's like, I always like moving because you do feel new and refreshed, but.
Yeah. And now I never want to move because we got a gym a while ago and now we just got this massive garden and it's awesome. So I don't want to move now.
You're happy now with the house.
Yeah.
And I think it's cute.
Also have a basketball court.
Until you move to a place with a bigger gym, a bigger garden,
yeah,
a bigger basketball
yeah.
court.
Well, I don't want to move because we've lived in this place for like.
Since
like
you were born.
12 and a half years.
Oh, wow.
Probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just don't want to leave because it's like. We've had the whole lives of memories here.
Yeah,
so.
I get that.
There's that.
Uh-huh.
But what I was going to tell Ryan is I love getting rid of everything. And
yeah.
you don't have to go through things on that scale unless you're forced to move them.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole time I'm just like, how does all of the shit fit into my apartment?
It's so much more.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
So much stuff.
It's fine.
It's so much
stuff. He hangs out with Bert.
And I never realized how much stuff. I never realized.
And you're like,
how?
Where is it coming from? Are you finding any like gems that you're like, oh yes, I forgot I had
no.
this. No, okay.
Not yet, at least.
Okay,
we're like halfway through.
Okay,
but nothing astonishing. I think the couch will move and all.
You're getting
something.
Rid of more stuff than you thought.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm just buckling down and I'm very sentimental.
Yeah.
I will keep everything.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like buckling down and just being like, just got to do it.
Well, I think do you bins of keepsake things that you obviously you're not accessing very often?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my friend was telling me that he does that. He used to have like a bin for every year.
Oh.
And
that seems too much.
Right. And then he's consolidating. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just kind of, I have the bin, but the bin is getting smaller. And
yes.
I'm just like trying to figure out what is actually.
Yes, that's true.
What sparks joy.
That's true. Yes, honey.
I don't know. Can I continue with my house not moving idea?
Well, yeah. I respect your sentimental
I feel like
connection.
We just got like a plum tree in. We just got like a bunch of other stuff in. It'll take forever to grow. And it'll take... She said earlier today that she wants to move in like 3 years. And I'm like, absolutely not.
You want to move in 3 years?
Well,
I mean...
I don't know, but like still...
How long do you have till you go to college?
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a long time, and I feel like by the time I move, they're going to be out of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I want to move when I'm like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
So
that it doesn't even matter when you're gone.
Well, that's the thing. Because I talked to other friends of mine who have kids the same age, like Luca's 13. So if I move in three, I mean, you know what I mean? That's why if we do move, I don't want a crazy massive house because A, I don't want to maintain it. And B, who wants a huge house without not that many people in it? But our house is small. We have a lot of land. And I think that's why it actually works because they can go outside and do all these things. But our house is pretty small. And I don't know. I have visions of having a huge room.
I feel like we have a little bit more outdoor than we have indoor.
God, which you like.
Yeah. But still, what I'm trying to say is that all the stuff will take forever to grow. And
you want to watch it?
Yeah.
You can take that stuff with you. Can't you dig up a plum tree?
Yeah, you can. Well, yeah, we could.
Well, yeah, but still, it's not as special because...
Because you want to see it in same place. I get that.
Also, I don't want to leave because still, like I said, we've had lives of years to decades.
Memories. Yeah. Memories.
Totally.
Memories that house.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave just because we need more space or
It would be hard.
Yeah.
And again, I wouldn't I'd have to find something epic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just be let's sell it and see what happens.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how we were with this place where I've been in my place for 12 years. And so it's very different when you have an apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it just drives you crazy. Okay. It's small and it's
you have so many,
you feel like you outgrow it. And you feel like you.
And you're living with a bunch of other people that you don't know.
Just my husband.
No, okay. But in the building.
In the apartment. Yeah. I was I have one person I know him pretty well.
Not a commune.
That guy. The building, you're right.
Yeah.
And we have a downstairs neighbor who just gets very mad when we walk around. Mm-hmm. And I'm I have to walk around. So it's very nice moving into we're moving into a townhouse where I can just tap dance. Anything.
I also love it.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I also love where I live. I don't want to move. Because Hollywood Hills is my favorite part of Hollywood because we have the lake, we have the Hollywood sign, we have the view, and especially our place because we get the best view of downtown LA.
You could be a good real estate agent.
I know. I was going to say.
Selling it.
It's crazy.
Selling sunset.
Because we also have the best neighbors that we've known forever.
We do have great neighbors. Yeah. Lake Hollywood has the best neighbors.
I can imagine.
Mostly because people don't leave. They've been there forever.
Right.
That's what I want to do.
But it's not a super fancy part of the hills.
I know.
It's pretty
But it's the...
Comfortable, cozy.
Yeah, it's cozy.
That doesn't mean that it's not the best part of the hills.
No, I didn't say that.
I know.
I mean, I do like fancy, but in this case, it's not a negative.
It's
my favorite part of LA, the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah it's
because
beautiful.
It's the most nature you can find in LA, probably.
Without driving 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Well, during COVID, all we did was hike the Hollywood Hills because it was the only thing we can do.
Nice.
And we loved it.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
And it was we
have the reservoir
walk. It's not crowded
like
Runyon.
Yeah.
We have
it's not sceney Runyon.
Yeah.
The Wisdom Tree. We have the Wisdom
Love the
Tree.
Wisdom Tree hike. Yeah.
And
we
have. It's a good one.
Just our house has this. We have the loop where we go through a loop. It's probably a mile, and then it comes all the way back to our house.
Oh.
Yeah, we can do a circle.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, I'm excited to see to experience a new neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because I've lived in West Hollywood for 12 years.
I love it.
It's a bajillion degrees.
Oh, it's hotter?
Yeah. Oh. In the valley than it is.
In North Hollywood?
In West Hollywood.
West Hollywood, sorry.
Yeah.
I feel
is it really that much? You think 10 degrees?
Maybe it's mental, but I feel it.
10, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel in the morning where we live, it's cold in the morning for us. Just in the mornings, though. And then whenever I go to school, I put a jacket on. And then when I get to school, it's like a million.
Yeah.
It is weird.
It's I get steamed.
Yeah.
His school's I don't know, a mile or two away from us. And it is legit.
Yeah.
10 to 15 degrees hotter there.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And also you have the heat radiating up from the blacktop.
Yes,
I assume his school
has a blacktop.
That's
true. Yeah, yeah.
My husband, what he did was, I would never think to do this. You look at the rating of the schools around the neighborhood to tell how nice of it.
How cute. Did he do that?
He did that.
And how is it?
Good. Very good.
Valley
apparently.
Village, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
That area is good.
Very good. How's that Tootsie Pop? I have not had a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah.
It's good.
With orange?
More time than I can
orange
remember.
Flavor? Mm-hmm.
Where did you get it? Do you have a bag of it?
In the pantry.
Oh, very nice. Because every time I had a Tootsie Pop when I was growing up, it was like because I went somewhere.
Yeah.
My dentist gave out Tootsie Pops, which was kind of counterproductive.
It does.
But yeah, it makes me wonder.
I think our dentist, does she give out candy?
No.
Like sugar-free candy?
She doesn't give out candy. She gives out like toys and like little fidgets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dentist gave candy. She gave gum.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
Oh, you know who gives candy? Luca's orthodontist gives candy. She's smoke if you got them.
Right, exactly. Just don't bite it.
Yeah.
Just don't bite it. Orthodontists are different. They care about the shape, not about the cleanliness.
When
I was getting like my new passport, I mean, there was like Tootsie Rolls and I could get, I love Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls
See,
are
it's
good.
Like, it's the kind of thing that you put out on your desk. Yeah.
I love old candy. Like, I love candy corns. I love Tootsie Rolls.
Candy corn tastes like plastic to me. Yeah.
It doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste good, but it doesn't taste bad. It tastes like frosting.
You're going to an orthodontist now?
No, his older brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you going to have to go to an orthodontist?
Oh, wait, actually, he's been seen. You've been a few times. Mm. Yeah, what did she say?
He has braces?
I have an overbite.
No, she only does Invisalign, which...
Oh,
looking back, I'm like, I wish I just should have slapped some braces on him because now I worry a bit that he's not going to wear the Invisalign. You know, it's a lot of responsibility. But
with braces, you don't have a choice.
You can't phone it in. You can't half-ass that.
But I feel like kids don't wear braces anymore.
I think it's 50-50 still.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
What's braces weird to me is that now they tell you braces or Invisalign, hold on, is that you have to wear a retainer for the rest of your life. That's the protocol. And I'm like, in theory, maybe, I don't think anyone ever told me after braces I had to wear a retainer forever.
Yeah.
I probably had one.
Yeah. I was given a retainer right after I got my braces off.
Yeah.
I think I wore it for a week and then lost it and never wore it again. And my teeth are fine.
Same. And I don't like that like psychology or that of being like, we're going to do this and then forever you're going to have.
Right.
No.
It's like that doesn't make you want to fix my teeth. No, it's like, why bother?
You're working on this forever now.
I know.
When I was little, I used to be like, braces are so cool. Whenever like kids had braces, I was like, braces are so cool.
Really?
I thought that when I was young.
When I was so little, I thought it was so cool.
Oh,
I don't know
what was cool about it. Was it just like a sign of being like an older kid?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because when I got them, I got them in eighth grade and I was just like, get these off.
How long?
And they told me I would have them for 10 months to a year.
Yeah.
And I had them for like 3.5.
What?
I know.
What?
I know. It was awful. Because they were like, oh, they moved in a different way than we expected. So we have to like, yeah.
Did you have to wear headgear at night?
No, thank God.
I did.
Jeez.
Oh. I mean, I don't think I wore it as much as they told me. Yes. Oh my God, yes. But it was the most painful. I don't really do that anymore. It was the most painful thing
How I toss and turn at night.
I mean.
I could never have done it with like a headgear.
It was, I don't know what it was.
What
it,
percentage it, of it, children.
That was the first thing.
Get braces.
Yeah.
One.
Get braces.
50?
I would say it's more than 50.
Also, 25 to 50% is a huge gap. Like, that's a big range.
Yeah, around 45%. Yeah. Receive orthodontic treatment. I guess that's the question, really. But I would venture to say 100% of Luca's friends, because that's kind of the age, like 12 to 13,
but
have some sort of...
friends.
Yeah.
Luca doesn't have a lot of friends.
Honey.
Yeah, you do.
Honey. He's talking about his older brother.
Oh.
This is Dominic.
Oh, right.
And then we have Ezra, who's coming back from camp tomorrow.
I have an overbite.
You're the middle? You're middle?
No, Ezra is middle.
Okay.
And then Luca is in town. He's just not here right now.
Got it. And you're the youngest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the best, being the youngest.
I'm sure it is. I'm a middle child. And it's awful. It's terrible.
Wait, you are a middle child?
I'm such a middle child.
You have...
I exude middle child energy. An older sister
and a younger sister?
Older brother, younger sister.
Okay.
My brother is 18 months older,
mm-hmm.
and my sister is 9 years younger.
But same parents.
Same parents.
If you had to choose, where would you want to be in the birth order?
Youngest.
Really?
Yeah. By the time my sister was born, they're like, go.
But do you think that's true because it was 9 years difference, or do you think it's true, would have been true even if she was 2 or 3 years younger than you?
I think it was the, like, we've experienced having two kids.
Yeah. And now we're chill AF.
We're chill. Yeah. Now we're chilling because it's the third. Like, we're no longer worried that. I don't know. You have three. Like, do you feel that way or?
I do. I do. I definitely do. They all have different personalities, but I feel
crazy different.
But I was more present. You're not as freaked out.
Like, yeah.
Because you I don't think it's just, regardless of my age, it's that, yeah, you've had that under your belt and you're like, I'm good. Like, I know kind of like the tricks of the trade.
Right. Like when my kid bops his head, you don't freak out anymore.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Like, but nobody, it's not, no book, no study, no class could teach you. It's just like street smarts, you know? It's like you can't learn it. You have to just do it, right?
Yeah. It did make a difference that my brother and I were boys and my sister was the first girl.
There was a little bit of that. That's true, too. Yeah. She definitely got extra coddled.
Yes, yeah. But yeah.
So what are you thinking? Are you guys thinking, when are you thinking of trying to have a kid?
Oh.
Not for like years.
I'm going to move in first. And then, yeah, definitely years.
Like
definitely
6
years.
Months?
No. Let me figure out my commute. And then get the upstairs couch delivered.
How's your commute? Because you're going to be somewhere new, right?
Culver City is where.
Okay.
What's a commute?
It's how long you drive to work.
Yeah.
So how, mine is going to be like an hour.
Each way?
Each way.
What?
So much more than my husband.
Yeah.
I like my me time in my car.
Even if it's in traffic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like no one bothers me.
Yeah.
And like I can roll calls.
Yeah.
That's like when I can reschedule appointments.
Yeah.
That's when I can like call my mom or put on a podcast and no one will bother me. Theoretically.
Do you feel like you're getting bothered by your husband now when you're at home or no? No. Just like other things you get caught up with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I love spending time with other people. Yeah. It's just like how often am I like in my zone?
Yeah.
So I as someone who I think likes I don't mind a commute as much as he does.
Yeah.
We moved to a place where like I was the one with a longer commute and then I get home and then dinner's cooked and ready for me.
I like that.
That's how I feel.
Well, what do you mean by like in your like time? What do you mean like, what do you mean if your husband isn't bothering you, then who
then
is?
What is he doing? Yeah. The world.
Yeah.
In general.
And when you're home, you inevitably get caught doing things or distracted.
Correct.
And what he's saying is it's kind of like his own time to just like
not
be doing other things and to listen to podcasts or to have calls with people. That's true. I mean,
it's very like clearly my own time.
Like
the calling thing is a thing because there is something about being in a car.
Yeah. Where I'm like,
it's like a booth. It's like a phone booth.
Exactly. That's a very good way to put it. And sometimes like I'll forget, like if I'm at my desk or at home, I'm like, I could reschedule my doctor's appointment or I can watch TV or I could, you know,
totally.
Or I could like take a nap.
Yeah.
So I mean, we will see. This is an experiment.
Didn't you drive to Culver City before when you were working with Cotty before or no?
Yeah, I did, but it was from West Hollywood, and so it was like
I got you. So this is all, 30 minutes, so it's like an extra.
Exactly.
So. Got you.
I know. What's been up with you?
What's been up with me?
We haven't seen each other in forever.
I know. You keep trying to get away. You keep trying to slip out. You're so slippery.
Well, I have.
Slippery.
I have 7 weddings this year. So the last week I was gone
for
work.
Of your friends and your husband's?
Mostly my husband's this year, but it like the pendulum swings.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, like for the past 2 weekends, we're in weddings.
But you guys are similar age, you and your husband?
3 years apart.
I love that time. I mean, I haven't been to a wedding in so long.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy going?
Yeah, I love weddings.
Me too.
Love weddings.
Being a guest is better than having your own.
Oh, I mean.
My wedding
was the best of my life. So I loved my wedding.
Oh my God.
So I'm not necessarily that, but I do love being, I love weddings.
I just mean from a standpoint of not working.
Oh yeah.
Because it is inevitably a bit of heavy lifting.
Oh yeah. No, totally. Totally. Yeah. But yeah, I know it's like someone's throwing you like a party.
Yeah.
Right.
What's been your favorite wedding other than your wedding?
That's a good question.
It's a really good question.
Or like, what's your favorite
theme? Last year, I officiated a couple of my best friends from high school's wedding.
Did you get ordained online?
Like online from like,
stop it.
What is it called? The
I don't know.
Life.
How long
the
did
life
it take
church.
You? Was it like online traffic school?
It took maybe 20 seconds. Like maybe 20 to 30 seconds.
Yeah, so wait, ordained?
Yeah, it took the time to plug in my credit card number.
Wow.
Yeah, the Universal Life Church, I think is what it's called.
Wow.
I know.
That's even longer than online traffic school takes me.
Oh yeah. Oh well, online traffic school takes a long time.
No, I've buzzed right through that.
I've taken it twice.
Oh.
And I've I'm really bad at like, I'll be like, oh, I'll half listen. And then you do the quiz and then I fail the quiz and I have to go back. That's how I do traveling school.
I Google it with my phone.
Oh, and then, that's smart.
Yeah, what are you even doing?
I know. I'm just trying to.
Okay, but what is your, this is a good question. What is your favorite wedding that you've been to?
I really enjoyed.
The one you ordained.
The one that I ordained.
Which is where?
It was two of my best friends in high school. It was this gorgeous venue in like Marin County.
Marin?
Yeah. Beautiful. In like surrounded by redwoods.
Up Northern California.
Yeah.
Or like, what's your
that
favorite?
That was great.
What's your favorite theme for a wedding to be?
I don't know if I like. I don't know if
they're not
necessarily
really themed.
Themed.
Yeah, they're not like bar mitzvahs.
I know.
Yeah, they should be.
They should be like might be. Who knows? Come to my disco wedding.
Yeah, totally.
Come
totally.
To my.
By the way,
pizza and yeah.
Yes.
Did go to a wedding this year that was in the we talked about it in the Poconos.
Oh yeah.
That was a camping wedding.
That was. Oh,
and I feel
my
like
God.
You would enjoy that. It was. Camping we did ropes wedding. Course. We did canoeing.
Oh, that is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I feel like weddings are more like. Instead of like working, they're like more like I don't know,
like partying.
Party? Yeah,
it's very much a party.
But what
all good weddings are a good party.
What made this one your favorite? Was it the location? Was it the food? Was it the people?
It was every. I think it was all of the above.
All the above.
Certainly the people.
Okay.
It was like all my closest friends from high school.
Yeah.
I liked the responsibility of officiating. That was fun.
You were kind of the star.
I was kind of yeah. I was like third in line. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I was like, it's not mine, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
My friends are very like get on the dance floor type friends.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It's just a big old party.
I love that.
I'm going to camping today with my dad.
Yeah.
And it's
where do you camp?
What?
Where?
Well, it's not necessarily camping. So it's like, well, it's for one day at like
one
a
night.
Golf course.
One night.
At a golf course. It's a club.
They camp on the golf course.
And then
oh,
you clamp on the golf course and yeah, you fish and it's called Lakeside, so you can fish in the lake.
So it's like you do camping like, stuff.
Yeah. And yeah, it's fun.
Guess what? But, they have Jeron wanted me to order him a queen size air mattress. So they're gonna be on an air mattress.
Yeah,
okay.
and we do tents on the golf course. It's so nice.
Okay,
last time I barely got any sleep.
Oh, you did it last year.
Yeah. Well, and I was just in the sleeping bag, but it's really uncomfortable. So now we're gonna bring an air mattress. I wanted other people to get sleep, so I just gave my brother Ezra a massage.
Oh, that's nice.
That's sweet.
I know. I never went camping.
Never.
In high school, I went. For cross country camp. So I guess that's camp. Like we had to sleep in a tent, but it was mostly like
we would sleep in a tent and then
we'd like wake up in the morning, run 20 miles and then come back and like sleep. So it wasn't really camping, but all of my friends did like sleepaway camp in cabins.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of my Jewish friends did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did it as a kid.
The camping in cabins, like for camps, I think is one thing. Still, campish, but when you're actually pitching a tent and dealing with like all of that yourself,
the elements and stuff,
that's a whole other thing to me.
That's like camping, mm-hmm. camping. I like camping.
I think Cottie will do that actually, or does she glamp?
I feel like you think Cottie pitches a tent.
I swear, I feel like that's what she's been doing the last few years.
Next week we'll do a quiz of camping terms
yeah.
and see how many she
totally,
can answer.
Totally. Canteen.
I know. I would love to see her. Well, next week we'll surprise her and be like, here's a tent. Build it. And see how fast, see how long it takes her to build it.
Build it. Next week you're on your own with Cottie. Are you guys gonna actually show up?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We'll
good.
Like do it on Zoom. I'm driving, but we can do this.
You don't necessarily space. Build tents, you set them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
That's true.
We're going to Chantre Bay in the beach in France.
Oh yeah.
See, that's nice.
That's
but that's part of a vacation. Mm-hmm. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
we're leaving next week.
That's so exciting.
It's very exciting.
Well, the week after I'm going to London.
Ooh.
So we're both doing little Euro trips.
With your husband?
No, for work.
For work?
I've,
yeah.
Are you going to have like time to
yeah.
do anything fun?
I've
technically been to London before.
Did you? Was it a stopover?
Yeah.
I love London.
Yeah.
Love London.
I know. It's great.
And it was so much. Well, last year, we 2 years ago, we went. And like pub culture is so much fun.
Yeah.
Just like going to a pub and just like staying there all day.
No, I know. And, like, it's the culture is real. It's definitive.
Yeah. It's so much fun.
So what are you going to do when you're there?
I don't know yet. I'm seeing a couple friends mm-hmm. that have moved there. I'm seeing a couple shows. Love it. But right now it's kind of just like,
are you no staying plans. All week?
Yeah.
That's you should. You're
we have an event. We have an event one day. Yeah. And I'm staying Monday through Genius. Sunday. So very
Where
excited.
Are you staying? Hotel.
A hotel. Yeah. 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 But like somewhere in the middle. Well, I don't know.
Well, are they paying for the whole thing or you have to pay? Oh, amazing. Love thing. That.
I know.
Do you think it'll be hot?
I don't know. I feel like hot in London isn't real hot.
That's why I'm wondering.
Yeah. We're starting to, like, next year we only have two weddings and they're both in Ireland.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, we're starting to get to a place where we're not going to weddings every year where we can actually pick the place we want to go.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to collect ideas and this looks exactly like our vibe.
Yeah, you, summer I mean, relaxing, you would love it. You know? You would love it. I would say go in the spring or the summer.
Yeah.
In Korea, it was...
I would dying to go to Korea.
It was really cool. Nice. The food was... delicious, but like surprisingly, I was not the hugest fan of the Korean barbecue there.
Oh, because is it not like this Korean barbecue?
It's not like this Korean. It's different because like...
just a little different. Yeah, LA has such good Korean barbecue.
It does have amazing Korean barbecue.
It's like LA is more like saucy. They don't do like the sauces there.
God, it's like a little simpler.
It's like, yeah. But it was still really good.
Korean barbecue is the best.
Yeah.
I love all the banchan.
Still...
can you actually look what the difference, like what people would, what AI thinks the difference between Korean barbecue in the U.S. and Korean barbecue in Korea?
Good, but good idea.
I'm interested what the difference is.
It's so nice, but like still, the food is probably the best thing there. It's not like close. It's not close to all Korean barbecue
flavor profiles. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but still, there's not much Korean barbecue where we were in Seoul. Actually. Yeah. Surprisingly.
It feels like one of those like Americanized things where
But there were like statues. Oh, no, that's American it's beautiful in Korea.
KBBQ.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it's
like flavor profiles.
And not to say the meat isn't good here, but they, you know, some of the places there, we didn't have time to go to like a tremendous amount, but it was more like the cut of meat was more, it was more like a Master's Steakhouse or something.
Right, where you don't have to do anything.
They're not
it.
Trying to like marinate it and mask it and make it more tender. They're just like grill it, whatever.
Right. As opposed to the U.S. where it literally just, it's very marinated.
It's just
I kind of love it. I know. I'm not complaining. God, I want to go to Korean barbecue after this.
They don't even need it.
That's what it is, I think.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What has been your favorite place?
My favorite place to visit. The coolest place I've ever been is Japan.
Oh my God.
But
I'm sure.
Italian French food is my favorite type of food. Just like millimeter over Japanese food.
See, look.
Ooh, interesting, Tom.
The primary difference is the meat quality.
Oh.
Yeah.
See? Because I'm sure like in Korea.
Well,
it's
in Korea, it's like
high quality.
Yeah. They do
it's
it
just different.
In I feel like the like air quality is worse here, so they're getting like worse like fed, and they're getting like
air quality in Korea
worse
is bad.
Quality.
Oh yeah,
cloud.
And in China, it's like in Asia in general.
Worse quality. It's worse quality cow.
But I don't know. I think the cow quality is the meat is better there, but the air quality is worse.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, still. We're going to all these bistros, like, you know, little tiny places in France.
Yeah.
We're not doing crazy fancy in France, but I think you're going to love it. It's like the best French fries, the best burgers, the best, like, duck confit.
Do you like escargot?
Do you like escargot? The snails?
Oh, I love.
I love escargot. You've
had it in the butter. Yeah. You like it?
Yes.
I do too.
But
it's
I love
because
escargot.
It's because it's a vessel for butter and pesto.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And garlic. Like,
exactly. Garlic, yeah.
It's in like, I had it at this place, Salty Girl, where we go.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It's so good.
Here, that you had it here.
It looks so good.
Yeah, I like it too. Ryan, I love that about you.
Because
they make it look. It looks so good.
It does actually. It looks very appetizing. Yeah. And it's like, that's how I feel about bagels. Like, I don't care about the bagel. Bagel is just a vessel for cream cheese. That's how I feel about snails. It's
I
just like, they're just
you.
A vessel.
It's
when
a
else
vessel.
Are you going to eat just pure butter, pesto, and garlic?
And
It's like pesto.
It's like
protein. Right.
It's like pesto.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good.
I agree with you. I like everything.
You have a very refined palate for a child, too.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, it was just like butter noodles.
What?
Noodles with no sauce and like...
She makes me like red sauce.
I do a red sauce. But no, he's pretty open. He's pretty adventurous.
That's so great. Great quality to have as a kid.
I eat anything that you'll serve to
me. Great quality to have as a
kid. Except for one thing.
What?
Which is ketchup. I hate it.
I hate ketchup.
Oh my God. High five.
It's my least favorite thing in the entire world.
Me too.
Sometimes whoa, that's so funny. Why?
I just hate it. It's so gross.
Everything about it. It's like, oh.
I hate it. I hate it.
Really? Wow, guys.
Yeah.
Never.
I'm anti-mayo.
Well, mayo, you can't have it by itself. It has to be on a sandwich or something.
It has to be with something. It has to be like in an egg salad or something.
Yeah, I do like egg salad.
Egg salad sandwich or like crab. Yeah. You can't really have good crab and sushi without mayo.
When do you give yourself permission to eat?
Like, when I can't take it anymore, usually around 6 o'clock.
So are you eating breakfast?
Like, I'll have like a shake.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not every day that I skip lunch.
Okay.
Sometimes like when, like I'm going out to lunch with somebody, I'm like, I don't have lunch.
I know, because it makes you tired.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
It makes you sleepy. Not I feel even. Energized when you, I'm not trying to digest it. Yeah.
When you eat more, it feels like it makes you tired. Like in like the one little like fairy tale where it's like, they go into the candy house and then they eat a lot and then they're tired and then you like bake them.
Hansel and Gretel. Yeah, Hansel and Gretel.
And then they bake them.
Yes, and then they bake them. Or she tries.
She tries.
She tries.
She's like, ah! That's a funny analogy.
Yeah, sugar makes you tired. Are you a teenager yet? 12? 12 and a half?
No, I'm 18.
Are
I'm
you 18. Dying?
Wait, how old is he?
Stop it. 12 and a half?
I'm 8.
Wait, how? 8? Oh my God. I have no perception of children's ages.
Oh my God,
ages. Zero
Sandra,
perception of children's
Sandra,
ages.
I hope you're laughing back there. 12 and a half?
I have no idea what children's ages are.
He just finished second grade.
Oh, and then way off.
My 13-year-old is going into eighth grade. Luca, he's my oldest.
13-year-old's going into eighth grade.
Yeah.
Okay, I was way off.
He just turned 8. He was 7 like a month ago.
I will say, you talking about your travels and your video game, mm-hmm. it made me think you were much older than you were. I do not know how old children
I'm
are.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah. You don't drink coffee yet, do you?
I do. Actually,
does? Not regularly.
Well, not
You've
regularly.
Tried it.
I've had it.
Yes.
Like,
he had a mocha the other day.
Okay.
I probably have it like once every 2 weeks.
Okay. That's fine. You don't have 5 a day like me.
Do you really?
Like, somewhere between 3 and 5.
What?
Yeah. When I had my very first job in high school, I worked at Starbucks and it ruined it for me.
Wow. Because
they're like, there's just coffee there. Like, you just drink it all the time.
So, you were in college?
I worked my last 2 years of high school and my first 2 years of college.
In
San Francisco for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then in New York for 2 years.
Wait.
I worked in like the Union Square Center.
I worked at a coffee shop in college. I loved it.
It was chaos.
I feel like the most.
Oh, I'm sure in New York.
I feel like the most original, like, Starbucks is in New York.
No,
it's
the first
in Seattle.
It's Seattle.
Oh. Yeah, but there's a lot of them in New York.
I feel like.
Was it like an independent coffee shop?
So I worked for this one called It's a Grind. Do you know this one? It was out of Long Beach. I think that they.
What a cute name.
They're probably still around.
There.
Oh, I remember you told me us. You told us that you worked there, and it was like, what was the crazy story?
Okay, so I worked there for a year and a half or something in college, and I'd have to get up at like 5 a.m., but I was done by 2 or something. It was amazing. But I liked it. It was in Long Beach, so it wasn't like as bustling as San Francisco or New York, but I really liked it. You're constantly, the time goes by so fast.
It goes by very,
of course,
very
you're
fast.
Drinking like tons of coffees, but I also learned so much. I think it's a good life skill to know how to be a barista.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's an incredible life skill.
I obviously loved working at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I would have loved to work at like an independent coffee house.
Yeah. Because the clientele, it's so different.
The clientele are very like there for the coffee.
Yeah.
In Starbucks, it's like mechanical.
Yeah.
So it's about
very mechanical.
It's more about like the output than it is about the product.
Yeah. So Starbucks is not franchised. They own all of them.
Yeah, I think so.
Really? They do?
Unless it's like Barnes & Noble, I think, or
Target. They're all so consistently run.
Yeah.
So this one, I think they had like two or did you pull that up, Sandra? It's a grind.
I saw there was one in Temecula.
They had a few locations, but it was not anywhere near Starbucks.
Yeah.
And my sister went to UCLA.
Emily Andrew.
And there's a few still. Yeah?
Oh, there's a bunch. Anaheim?
They're all in that zone. So my sister went to UCLA. She would come down to visit me like here and there. I went to Long Beach State. And she came down, I think she had been there before. She came down one day and I like gave her like a discount, like a 15% discount or something. and they fired me.
Shut up. Are you kidding me?
Swear to God, I gave her like, I swear I saved her like $2. I don't know why. I guess I thought I wouldn't.
We are protesting against It's a Grind now.
No, literally. I literally thought that.
We march tomorrow on It's a Grind. My God.
We march tomorrow. I literally thought that it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, I certainly wouldn't
have done it. It's not that big a deal.
I've done it if I thought I was going to get in trouble. But there was this girl who, if she's listening now, she was the manager. I think she was maybe out of college or didn't go to college and just had it out for me. Like, because I was cuter than her.
If you're listening now, can you please slide into our DMs?
Yeah.
And we'll bring you on as a guest next week.
And
I want to
like,
know.
She, like,
I want to interrogate you.
It was like on camera or something. Like, and she, I don't know. Like, I don't know if she ran it because I met the owners and I had trained with like all the people who owned it. They were all really, really lovely. And I think it was all on her, this girl who was just like, I don't know, had it out for me because I was cuter than her. I don't really know why.
You probably still are. Sandra, can you find her and bring her in next week? We need
tomorrow.
To interrogate her tomorrow.
But it's embarrassing that I got fired from my coffee shop. I really
That's
liked
insane.
It. It's insane. I know. It's insane. Have you been fired from a job?
No.
Never?
No. I've had certain talkings to, but I've never been fired.
Like, and I don't mean career job. I mean, like, you know, college, like high school. Like, no.
I've never, like, worked in, like, a small place. Yeah. I worked at Starbucks. Yeah. I worked at Abercrombie & Fitch.
Yeah.
I worked at American Eagle.
Yeah.
And that was
American Eagle? Yeah. What's that?
It's
what's
a American clothing Eagle? Store.
There's always, like, shady
real
things.
Hot in the news right now. Look it up.
There's always shady things going on, though, like, retail, too. Like, people are always, like, doing, like,
when I worked at Abercrombie and Fitch, I worked in the Water Street store in New York City, and there were three positions.
That could have been fun.
Yeah, it was fun. But there were the people who were, like, on the floor.
Man candy?
Yeah, there were people who were, like, on the floor. And then there are people who do stock. And then there are people who do overnight. And the people who are on the floor, which was us, which is the people who bring people up.
I was just going to say, you bring people up.
The title, your title is model.
I love
swear
it.
Swear to God.
I love model?
That. Model.
What do you mean?
Like, that's your title.
I love that. So you were a model.
Yeah, you were a model. And we were like not allowed to fold clothes. Like, we couldn't go to the back and get a size. Because the people who worked in the back had to get
them. You were a class above.
Yes.
You were like,
I'm learning so much. I learned so much in my hour with you.
Oh, yay. I love that. I love our conversations. I'm sad that it's not just going to be you and me next week. We can just boot Cottie to Saint-Tropez.
No, we're going to make her
build a tent.
I'm gonna make her build a tent next week.
Why are you so against Cottie?
I'm not. You know what?
It's like Red Table Talk. So
not,
tell us.
I like all your questions.
Tell us.
They're very charged. I'm not against Cottie. I just really love Ryan. And I don't get him all the time. So when I get him,
true.
I just want to hold him and keep him and
that's
lock him up in
I
a
get
little
FOMO
cage.
When I listen to
what?
Your episodes.
That's so creepy. Aww. That's so creepy.
I know. I'm creepy.
Oh, she's here. We have her in a photo.
Yeah.
It's like a memorial.
Hi, Cottie.
No, I'm going to have FOMO when I hear you guys and I'm not there. I'm going to be
Are your kids the same age as Cottie's?
So,
well, Teddy, I've known him his entire life because I'm like a little bit older than him.
They're a couple
and
months
then,
apart.
Yeah.
Same age.
So he's.
And I, we
he's,
went
Teddy's
to the same.
Be eight in October.
We went to the,
not
yeah.
12.
Not
we
12
went to the same preschool.
Dead. Oh, cool.
They went to the same preschool. And then Lola's younger. And so, really, Cottie's oldest and my youngest.
One of my good friends from preschool or like pre-K.
Yeah.
We went to pre-K together at our pre-K school, and then we went to elementary school, kindergarten through eighth grade, and then we went to high school together, ninth through 12th.
That's amazing.
And we're still really, really good friends. We went out to a trivia night. She just had her second kid.
What?
So,
lives here?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
So he's so had a friend.
Still,
he's
we've had a friend for that long.
That he went to school with the entire way through 12th grade.
Yeah. She and I were the only two people.
What about college?
No. She lost me in college. She's a nurse, so she liked did smart stuff.
I love
and
that.
I know.
I love that she's a nurse.
But
it's good to have a nurse best friend.
So,
what college did you go to?
I went to NYU.
Oh, baller.
Mm-hmm. Heard of it.
Me. Come at me. That's a good
one. We were watching The Social Network two nights ago. Me and my husband, and I told my husband, you know, if I went to Harvard, I would be insufferable.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're already insufferable having gone to NYU. I'm like, okay, fair. Yeah, got me there.
What was your major?
Communications.
Oh, where did he go? Your husband?
Notre Dame.
Oh, whoa. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's funny because I ended up with him, but he was the third Notre Dame guy I dated in a row.
What?
Yeah.
Random.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, is there any connection?
I don't know. I know how to pick them. I know how to find them.
Where is Notre Dame?
It is in South Bend, Indiana.
Okay. That's a $1 million question, actually. I bet you a lot of people don't know that.
No, that's the only thing South Bend is
known for. Oh.
I wouldn't have known. I would have said full on East Coast, not like Midwest.
If you ask your straight men in the other room, they would absolutely know where Notre Dame is. Straight men know where Notre Dame is.
We're going to ask Cottie when she puts up the tent.
What's that other chair for?
She knows.
Yeah?
She knows.
Do you think?
But I love this idea that we're just collecting questions to ask her.
But I don't think everyone knows where Notre Dame is.
The quiz will be like
Tent.
Oh, you think Sandra, do you know where?
Yeah, because of football. Sandra, do you know where Notre Dame was?
Duh.
See?
Thank you, Sandra. You're my demo.
Who's in there with you? Does Halston know where
Notre
Dame was?
No, she's alone in there.
Oh,
it's a haunted room.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, will you? Just like on. Wait, he's coming back today. Oh, perfect. Okay. Will you text us later?
Yeah.
Ryan's betting yes.
I have a theory that he does.
Okay, I'm betting, I'll go no.
Yeah.
I'll just go no.
Yeah.
Wait, why do we need to ask questions of Kai? She's right here.
That's actually what's funny about it, is that we're collecting questions to spring on her.
If you were the voice of her, what would it sound like?
Oh, be careful.
No, like you're the like actual voice sound.
What do you mean?
Hi, Cottie.
What do you mean?
Would you be like?
She'd be like, hi.
Hey, it's me, Cottie.
Hi.
So if I were trying to act out Cottie.
Yeah.
Hi, Cottie. How you good? I don't know. She has like a deep voice.
She has a man voice.
No. Not a man voice. She just has like a deeper voice than a lot of people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. You're not going to give me a little ditty.
A little sultry voice.
I'm not an imitator.
Oh, you're,
you're not an imitator.
Yeah.
I think we should ask Ryan to do it.
I did it. It was like, hi guys.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
Nope,
yeah.
That's not it. But
no,
I'll figure
it's
out.
Like it's like, I'm anxious.
There we go. Hit the nail directly on the head with that. Oh my God.
All right. Don't worry about it.